Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I know we've come a long way on relationships on this one. Mike Hill, Miami Marlins president of baseball operations. Mike, good morning. It's been a while. How you doing?
It has been a while. Good morning to you guys. How are you doing today?
We're doing good. It's a lot easier coming on when you win 1-12, though, right? Against one of the best teams in National League. A little easier to win 2 out of 3.
We would have taken it in 9, but we'll take it. We can get it.
Hey, we got a lot of stuff to get to here real quickly. First of all of a sudden, if somebody would have told me Diedrich and Castro and Anderson Real Muto would all be playing the way they played and hitting, have you been surprised a little bit on just how good they've all hit? They've all gotten that at times smoking hot. Castro right now, Diedrich had a great June. A little surprised on how well this group's hit?
Well, I'd say not so much, Joe. When you look at Starlin Castro, that's one thing he's always done this year. He's always hit, and that's something that we made the trade for him. We wanted to have a veteran bat, a dependable bat, as Donnie likes to put it, right in the middle of our lineup. So, you know, that's what we were expecting from him. I think the biggest story when you look at us through the first 3 months of the season has been Brian Anderson. You know, he came up last September, and you knew that he was going to be a good player. You just didn't know how quickly it was going to happen for him. And when you look at the at-bats he's able to put together and what he's able to do, you know, I'm still shocked that you don't hear his name whenever you hear about, you know, Rookie of the Year candidates, because he should be. Whenever someone talks about Rookie of the Year, his name should be mentioned.
Has that been the biggest surprise for you, Anderson, this season so far with all your young guys?
Well, he was one that you knew was going to be a part of what you're building, but you didn't know it was going to come so quickly. You know, you get young players, and there's obviously a lot of adjustments that have to be made over the course of a major league season, and he just seems to make them a lot quicker than others. And so it's a great story, one we're excited about. There's a number of, you know, positive things that, you know, as we continue to play games and try to win as many games as possible, that you get excited about.
Mike, trade deadline's coming up here. I know the first name everybody's going to be talking about, and that's your best player on the team and maybe the best catcher in baseball, and JT Realmuto. What's the thoughts there? If somebody makes you guys could get some pretty good offers for him. What do you expect?
Well, it's July 12th, and the phone has been ringing steady. But, you know, as we talk about a number of our players, you know, we're in a different spot when you look at the composition of our roster, and JT is smack dab in the middle of it. You know, he's been a productive player, and I think for the first time people are really – seeing what he's capable of doing. One of the best all-around catchers in all of baseball. And we're happy that he's a part of what we're doing. And, you know, he's right in the middle of us, you know, making things better. And we're happy that that's the case.
What about Bearclaw, who's also quietly been really good and everybody's looking for pitching?
Yeah, and you think about the trade deadline, and a lot of times it's relievers that move just as clubs look to solidify their bullpens. But, you know, when you look at Kyle Bearclaw and even Drew Steckenrider and Adam Conley, these guys are perfect fits for what we're doing and what we're trying to build. You know, they're young. They're young in their service time. You know, despite all the success that Kyle Bearclaw has had, he still hasn't hit arbitration yet. So there's 3-plus years of control that we have with him. And he's closing down games. You know, as we get these young pitchers, and you know, we've gotten Pablo Lopez and Sandy Alcantara to the big leagues, and there's going to be a lot more of our young starting pitching that makes their way to the big leagues. It's nice to have those guys to make sure that, that their development includes winning. You know, our goal is to win championships, and to make sure you have the right people helping you do that. You know, that's what we're trying to build.
All right, before the season, trades were made. A lot of young players, like you said, were brought in. Last week you went down and saw a couple of the minor league affiliates in Greensboro and Jacksonville to see a bunch of those young guys. How did they look, and anything that's making you happy down there seeing those with those guys?
Derek and I jumped into Greensboro, our A-ball affiliate, and then to Jacksonville, our double-A affiliate. And I start with double-A because those guys are probably closer to the big leagues. But, you know, when we made the trade for Christian Yelich, we were excited with the return that we were able to get back, mainly because we're talking about impactful young position players. And, you know, Lewis Brinson, who's on a disabled list right now, but Monty Harrison and Isan Diaz were the other two position players. And then there was a pitcher put in, Jordan Yamamoto. And all four of the players are showing promise. And the three after Brinson are all with that Jacksonville club, all, you know, performing well and pieces that you get excited about their future. At the Greensboro level, one of the best players on that roster was a player that came back in the Giancarlo trade. A young 18-year-old shortstop named Jose Devers, one of the youngest players at the double-A level, playing tremendous shortstop, hitting at the top of the lineup there. And, you know, when we made those trades, the goal was to try to layer a very thin system with as much talent as we possibly could. And, you know, the 27 players that we added to the system are all sprinkled throughout, from the big leagues all the way down to A-ball. And they're all doing well.
Mike, I know they used to put those and talk about it in the media about all our teams were in dead last, and they did the records and all the struggling minor league teams. Where are you overall right now in the minor leagues? I know you talked about all the guys you've added. How close are you to being towards the top again?
Well, I think that's the thing that is always a work in progress. You know, when you can never have enough depth, and that's something that I speak to a lot. Because over the course of a major league season, you know, things are going to happen, and to be able to reach down and to bring up quality major league players, that is, you know, the ultimate goal. And, you know, where we're at with our system now, we've been able to layer the depth, and you see all of our clubs are competitive and doing a good job, and more importantly, we have those layers of depth that are going to help us have a consistent winning environment in Miami, and that's what the goal is.
All right, so I haven't talked to you, so I wanted to ask you about all the stuff just going back to last year. You're kind of stuck in the middle on this thing as new ownership comes in, and you're getting rid of all these guys, and you knew how good they were a year ago, and trying to sell some of these veteran guys on wanting to stay around your catcher and your second baseman, and so what was that all like for you?
You know, it's exciting, to be quite honest, Joe, because, you know, the one thing that this new ownership with Bruce Sherman and Derek Jeter, there's a commitment to this community and to bringing a championship to South Florida. And this is not a short-term, you know, venture. This is something where we're trying to build a first-class organization, one that has sustainable winning. And year in and year out, you have an opportunity to compete for a championship. And for someone in my position, that's all you could ever ask for is that opportunity to know that you've got an opportunity to do it the right way and to build something that everyone will be proud of.
Before the season, we talked a lot about what's going to be the pitching staff. How's the pitching staff going to do? Young pitchers coming in, some vets that you had on the team. Overall, so far through the season, are you happy with the pitching staff? Are there obviously every team can make improvements, but overall, are you happy with what's going on with the pitching staff?
Yeah, and I think that's, you know, another reason why I'm so excited, you know, to see just the growth of our pitching. And you talk about some of the young players and how they've sort of overachieved at this point. But our pitching, from that standpoint, you look at Jose Urena, and he is blossoming into the front of the rotation starter. And that's something that, you know, if you know, anyone who's followed his career, it was a little inconsistent early, but you're starting to see a young man blossom into a pitcher who understands, you know, how to lead a rotation. and you put all the young guys behind him with Pablo Lopez and Sandy Alcantara. Dan Straley, who started last night, has been a constant professional and approaching his workload. You know, Wang Chen is healthy first and foremost, and we've got him productive at home, and you know he's working hard to give himself an opportunity to be consistent both home and road. And you look below when you look at our starting pitching, and you've got starting pitching options at every level. You know, you've got Zach Gallen, who's a Triple-A All-Star, who's pitching that Triple-A, who came over in the Ozuna trade. You look at Double-A, and you've got Jordan Yamamoto, and you've got Jeff Bingham at Double-A. You've got Jorge Guzman, who'll be representing the organization in the Futures game, throwing his 100-mile-per-hour fastball, pitching at our Jupiter level. It's just layers of starting pitching that, you know, from our standpoint, makes you feel better. To know that whenever something happens, the inevitable happens, and an injury happens, that you have quality that you can reach down to and bring to the big league.
Hey, Mike, I got to ask you the paternity rules and regulations, because my guys here, they take off forever. I tell my guys in here, they both had kids, they took off. How long does JT Realmuto get off as a baseball player? How much time you give him off after having his first little girl?
He gets 3 days. So he gets 3 days. And what's nice is, you know, we came back from Washington and his wife went into labor. So it was
perfect timing, huh?
Perfect timing.
Boy, that got to be the greatest day of his life. Let me see. He had 5 hits, comes in. You guys go, hey, by the way, you're an all-star. And, oh, by the way, we're going home. Your wife's getting ready to have a baby. That's pretty good.
Your firstborn. That's clean living right there. For JT and Lexi, they had their first child, baby girl, Gracie, was born Monday morning, and you know, everyone's been in touch with them, and they're a little tired, but mama, baby, and dad are all healthy and looking forward to getting them back for the Philadelphia series and helping us close out the first half of the season, you know, continuing, you know, what we're building. And that's another thing you talk about, you know, the early struggles and normalizing that pitching. You know, since the first week of July, the team's playing 2 games over .500. And I think when you watch us play, you just see the competitiveness and the fight in this club. And I think that's a credit to Don Mattingly and his staff of preparing our guys every day to try to win a game.
So just 3 days, huh? That's it for paternity leave.
What do you think, he gets a month off?
No, I'm just saying.
Yeah, best player's going to be off for three more weeks.
A couple extra days at that point. All right, Mike, you got a lot of things going on at the ballpark, by the way, this weekend. I'm staring at one of the bobbleheads, the Ham Porter bobblehead given out to all the fans while supplies last coming up. But you got a big weekend of stuff, even Bark at the Park. Tell me more about what's going on this weekend.
It's always an exciting time. Family, one of my favorites. Movies, baseball movies of all time. We're gonna, you know, honor that with the bobblehead there, and then Bark at the Park, and just a lot of exciting things. And I hope that you guys can make it out, and I hope everyone can take a few hours and drive south. You know, you're gonna be dry. You know, you're gonna be comfortable, and just enjoy a very exciting young Marlins team.
And also, big equipment drive Saturday and Sunday. They're collecting new and gently used baseball equipment for donation, giving each donor a voucher for 2 tickets to a future Marlins game. So there's a lot of good stuff. And like we just said, the bobblehead. Everyone loves a bobblehead, and you get the Ham Porter bobblehead from the Sandlot movie. So there's good stuff. And Bark of the Park's always a big – whenever I always see pictures.
Bring your dog out
everyone
there.
Bring their, I can't bring my dog out there. She's a little nuts. So I'm just going to – you know, maybe I'll just come out by myself, leave the dog at home. But a lot of good stuff going on at Marlins Park. Mike, appreciate your time. We got to do this more often.
Thanks. Nice to have you back, Mike. The last couple years a little rough, so thank you.
Great day.
All right. Mike Hill joining us. Miami Marlins president of baseball operations.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.